unloads it down the field. Avery wide open. Touchdown! Kansas City! Keenum gets sacked by Talbot Ali, who came untouched and destroys Keenum for the fourth sack by the Chiefs. Center handoff, Charles, play on the left side. Spins! Touchdown! Kansas City! Jamal Charles, his second rushing touchdown of the game.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this Raiders Week, edition number two. Mitch Holtis with you, the voice of the Chiefs, along with the 15-year long snapper of the Kansas City Chiefs and Saints in Pittsburgh Steelers, Kendall Gammon. Okay, it's Raiders Week. Let's start with that. We're going to jump back to the Redskins game in just a moment. But it's a chance to sweep the Oakland Raiders, first time since 2006, winning a division game. You can seal a playoff bid. Just talk about this week and its importance.
You know what? I'm not sure what's the most important, but when you talk about sealing a playoff win, that's huge, because certainly when you look back last year to 2-14 season, one of the worst in NFL history, to have the change around that you've had that has happened in this building is nothing short of miraculous. And, of course, Andy Reid has been a big precipitous of that. But the big thing also, I think, is you can't minimize the fact that you're winning a conference game, or rather a division game as well, because right now the Chiefs, that's something they've struggled in as of late. So if you have the conference, or you have the division game as well, that's huge.
Well, the Chiefs go in with some confidence as they take on the Washington, or they blew out the Washington Redskins last week 45-10. And in some ways, how complete was this game when you add in all three phases?
I think it's the most complete game they've ever played, because when you look at what they did, like we said, in all three phases, they put the pressure on from the word go. That guy right there, Alex Smith, did a great job, 154 yards in the air in those type of conditions, awesome. And then, of course, the story of the day also right there, Jamal Charles doing a fabulous job. And both of those guys I mentioned, Mitch, couldn't do it without that offensive line blocking for him. And right there, Dwayne Bowe continues to impress and getting better and better as the season moves on.
Alex Smith handled it very well in those elements. And this is yards after catch. How great was this to see?
It was fabulous. So the 154 yards, they had 91 yards after the catch. Maybe none more impressive than that slant route for a touchdown. Again, days like this, you're not going to put the ball in the air a lot. Only five balls went more than 10 yards. But again, in the West Coast offense, you can still play the type of ball you want to play in these weather conditions, and that is so paramount to the success of the Chiefs when they get into the playoffs.
Interesting point. Jamal Charles, a big day, 151 yards on the ground. He's zeroing in on being the all-time leading rusher in Chiefs history, but I got a sense from him, he loved the elements being that way because of his toughness. It was like he got better as the elements got worse.
It's fabulous. You know, he's averaging 5 yards a carry throughout the season, but these last five games, he's up that to 6.2. So he's getting it down on the ground. He's getting it done in the ground game. And you know what? A lot of that has to be attributed to the fact that that offensive line, while it's went through, not attrition, but some different players moving to different spots, the fact is they've really stabilized and they're doing a nice job. They're creating holes, getting him to the line of scrimmage. And once he gets to the line of scrimmage with the type of skills he had, Katie barred the door.
On special teams, this was a remarkable game. The Chiefs had a punt return average all time for the Chiefs history in the first half of this game. Why were the teams so good?
You know what? Of course, the elements has something to do with it. But when you looked at Sav Rocca, we knew coming into the game that he had the fourth worst hang time in the league. And then when you've got somebody like that, Dexter McCluster can do what he does, and you have people blocking like that, then you're going to get things done in the special teams phase of the game. Punt returns, fabulous. That was the 60-yard, but he had another one for a touchdown. That's two on the season. You have two kickoff returns that we'll look at a little bit later also. But again, the fact that he's able to change directions and do so many things, that has to go back to also Allen Wright and that whole equipment staff doing a good job with the footing in conditions like we saw Sunday.
And then a kickoff return as well for Kansas City. When Washington tried to make a return in the game, boom, Dempsey takes it back, and it's game, set, match. You go on to win 45-10. But the defense in this game, you know, one of the things I was so excited about was seeing that offensive line saying the line of scrimmage is ours. How much did the defense do that again? Because Washington was number one in the league in running the ball.
Well, they were. They were averaging 150 yards. But again, when you put pressure on RG3, he's only performing at a 44 QB ratio or rating. So that's a big thing. One guy I think is doing a great job, Dontari Poe in the middle. You see DeVito there, but of course the story of the day, Tom Mahaly getting two sacks and getting back on the train. I think it's been four or five games since he's had a sack, so that's huge. When you get six sacks in the game, you've got a chance to do some good things. And I think you had some coverages going on as well. And again, when you can bring people like Eric Berry right there from the secondary and make a play also. Now as an offensive line, you're not sure where things are coming from and you create indecision. And then when you got an all-pro linebacker like Derek DJ right there going back, that's fabulous. I mean, the anticipation to make that interception was nothing short of amazing.
Well, the Chiefs going to win this thing 45-10. They get a 10th win on the season. I want to ask you about Allen Wright. You and I have both known him for a long time. But when an equipment manager and his staff, you go all the way down through Kyle and Jimmy and Schropp, they made a decision to go with the old school cleats. You mentioned it right away on our radio broadcast. How big was that in winning this game?
Well, it's huge. When you talk about it, when you look at the seven stud cleat, first of all, many of these young guys, they've maybe never worn them because it goes all the way back to middle school that maybe they played on a true grass field, certainly in these conditions. But with a seven stud cleat, normally it's a half inch. Sometimes you'll go to 5 inches, 5/8, maybe even 3/4. You know, in talking with Allen before the game, the late Derek Thomas used to use 1-inch cleats. So it just depends on the conditions, and it makes a difference.
All right, we come back. We're going to get ready for this Raider game, but also tell you where the Chiefs are on the cusp of making all-time NFL history this season. We'll have that when we come back on this Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Live.
This is a tunnel, but not everyone can enter. The men who gather here have a kingdom to honor, a home to defend. And come Sunday, there's no place they'd rather be. This is the Players Tunnel at Arrowhead. Just a few short steps from glory.
Would you like a behind-the-scenes look at Arrowhead Stadium? Then come on out to Arrowhead for one of our amazing stadium tours. You'll visit the Founders Club, the Scout Investments Club level, the Hall of Honor presented by Time Warner Cable, the team locker room, and walk along the field itself. We have a number of tour options to fit your style, and we can't wait to see you at Arrowhead Stadium. For dates and times, visit goarrowhead.com for more information. Love the Chiefs? Join us. Stay connected and join the growing communities of the Chiefs Kingdom. There's so many ways. Twitter keeps you up to date on all things Chiefs.
They're not gonna catch it. Back of the game. Derek Johnson on a linebacker blitz.
Facebook lets you respond and react to fellow fans. And Instagram takes you inside with some of the best images of the kingdom. Stay connected to win some sweet prizes. Join in and be a part of your Chiefs 365.
This is a microphone like no other microphone. It's not meant for karaoke or morning announcements, no. This mic has more important things to do.
Touchdown!
Touchdown!
This is the microphone of Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs. Come Sunday, it will reach to the far corners of the kingdom.
Welcome back to this edition, our Raiders Part 2 edition, the 2.0 version, if you will, of our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Live show. Okay, Kansas City, Kendall Gammon, is about ready to set an all-time NFL record. It's for kickoff return average. The Chiefs are averaging a whopping 30.05 return. It's been since 1972 Chicago Bears at 29.38. There's a chance to set this record. How profound is that, and why are the Chiefs been so good in kickoff returns?
Well, first of all, it's just amazing. You look at the 72 Chicago Bears. Who can forget Ron Smith and Earl Thomas, who's returning kicks for them? But you know what? I think the big deal is the fact that back in 72, it was, can you catch a ball that's really, really high? Okay, you're going to return it. And can you run and can you tackle? Okay, then you're going to be covering kicks. There wasn't as much emphasis on the special teams put back then, so I think you had a better chance to get longer returns. Now, the fact of you only get a 5-yard run to go when you go down to cover the kick, that makes a difference as well. The balls have been altered a little bit in terms of they're not worked in as much. So you get those two together with the fact that you've got somebody like Dave Tobe, special teams coach, who comes over from Chicago. Those two work together. He did some great things that we really need to talk about in terms of how he's handling kickoff coverage this game specifically.
Coming up later in the show on your breakdown, and I love it when you do that, and we've had great feedback from you on that. I can't wait to see this because you're going to show the anatomy of these returns and why they can bust for big ones. But let's talk about the returners. Nial Davis and Quentin Demps now both with kickoff returns in as many weeks. And now McCluster with two punt returns for touchdowns. Get into the blocking later, but you got to have guys that can return it. What about the explosiveness of these returners?
Well, you know what? The fact is he can cut on a dime and give you 9 cents change. It's just amazing, the guy right there. When you got people like a Junior Hemingway doing things like that in front of you, it's just huge. And I'm going to tell you, as a team, when you get special teams rolling, you just start to expect for good things to happen. Coach Tobe talked to me about the fact of there's no such thing as luck. Luck happens when you play fast, and the faster you play, the luckier you get. And he's been talking about the fact that they were very, very close to breaking kicks the last 3 or 4 games, so he felt like it was coming. Then when you look at the punter, he was only putting the ball up an average of 4.2 seconds. Near the bottom of the league, that punt that he returned, only 3.4 seconds in the air. The big fact that he went up and fielded it and then took it, that's huge.
And this week against the Raiders, Marquette King is number one in the NFL in gross punting, but net punting, he's near the bottom. You got a chance to get some return yardage this week against the Oakland Raiders as well. We caught up with Dexter McCluster now, and he's starting to feel it, and he wants to get a big return, either changing field position or go to the house. We had a chance to talk with Dex.
I think the key this year, as far as what I've been able to do, is the guys around me. You know, they've been working hard, you know, putting in the extra effort. And special teams is about putting in the extra effort. You know, how bad do you want it? You know, and those guys have been doing a great job and giving me a lot of seams to work with, and ultimately we've been getting some positive things going.
Well, speaking of extra effort, Tom Bahali now enters the discussion because, really, he fought his way back from that ankle injury faster than I thought he right. would. It's also a testimony to Rick Burkholder and his training staff. But now Tom Bahali, he has made his own history. He is third in sack total in Chiefs history. The late Derek Thomas and Neil Smith have more sacks than Tom Bahali. What about his ability in the Washington game to get pressure and get his mojo back?
Well, certainly with 5 tackles and 2 sacks, that's why you're the defensive player of the week. But the big thing that everybody talks about him is his motors. He just continues and he continues. But you see right there where he beats the tackle right off the bat with a bull rush, which is something that he doesn't use a lot, and tells you also that that ankle is doing pretty decent. But the other thing is RG3 and the QB in general, not able to step up in the pocket because you're getting a push from the middle. And when you look at Dontari Poe, 858 snaps this year. Mitch, that's 70 more than the next closest in the NFL, and that's twice as many as any defensive lineman on the league. So he's quick to recognize the fact that it's other guys on the defensive line that are helping him get those sacks. And again, for the Chiefs to make some noise in the playoffs, he has to continue to perform at that level if they want to go anywhere.
Yeah, he did this without Justin Houston as well. Now, Houston is progressing nicely, and I think he's had a schedule in his recovery from his elbow injury, but he'll also have fresh legs mm-hmm. when he comes back, and that will be nice. Okay, before we go to break, we need to talk about Ryan Suck up here because he's doing some things that you take for granted. First of all, he's moved up the charts on the points list as he's been able to do his thing, and he did miss a field goal this week against Washington, kind of pushed one of the elements from 34 yards out. But what's Suck up doing to help this team win that maybe we're underappreciating?
Well, I think the big thing when you look at it is the fact that he's kicking touchbacks. And so now the defense is going out there, and the offense that they're playing against is looking at an 80-yard field. And the percentages to score when you start at your 20 are inside is roughly about 15 to 16%. That's pretty good odds. Then you stack on top of that the type of defense that Kansas City plays, that makes for a tough time. So that can't be underestimated. You know, you talked about the fact that he did miss one kick this week. That's the first one inside of 50 yards. And I tell you right now, because I was on the sideline, those balls were soaked. They were wet. They were cold. They were heavy. I'm not giving him an out, but it certainly contributed to him missing and pushing it. So you can give him a little bit of a pass on that one.
And he's only missed one field goal in Oakland in his career. We'll get you ready for the Raiders game and get you to the tape when we come back on this edition of our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Live.
This is a tunnel, but not everyone can enter. The men who gather here have a kingdom to honor, a home to defend. And come Sunday, there's no place they'd rather be. This is the Players Tunnel at Arrowhead. Just a few short steps from glory.
Would you like a behind-the-scenes look at Arrowhead Stadium? Then come on out to Arrowhead for one of our amazing stadium tours. You'll visit the Founders Club, the Scout Investments Club level, the Hall of Honor presented by Time Warner Cable, the team locker room, and walk along the field itself. We have a number of tour options to fit your style, and we can't wait to see you at Arrowhead Stadium. For dates and times, visit GoArrowhead.com for more information. Love the Chiefs? Join us. Stay connected and join the growing communities of the Chiefs Kingdom. There's so many ways. Twitter keeps you up to date on all things Chiefs. Facebook lets you respond and react to fellow fans. And Instagram takes you inside with some of the best images of the kingdom. Stay connected to win some sweet prizes. Join in and be a part of your Chiefs 365.
This is a microphone like no other microphone. It's not meant for karaoke or morning announcements, no. This mic has more important things to do.
Touchdown! Touchdown!
This is the microphone of Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs. Come Sunday, it will reach to the far corners of the kingdom.
Welcome back to this Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Live show, Raiders Week number two. A lot on the plate this week for Kansas City. They can seal the playoff bid, sweep the Raiders for the first time since 2006, and try to get a division win. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I want your breakdown on tape, because there's watching this tape was like watching a painting from a great artist. What did you see, particularly in the return game, of why these returns went for touchdowns?
Well, certainly I alluded to it earlier, but when you take a look at it, and the big thing that I'm seeing, first of all, is the fact that you've got the gunner over here doubled right here, and you're going to get the punter. He's going to kick the ball to this side, which is kudos to Dave Tobe and what he's got going on, knows what's happening. We'll let this run for just a second. That ball up in the air, only 3.4 seconds. But he catches the ball right now. He's got more than 15 yards to the first defender. I'm going to tell you right now, if you are trying to cover somebody, especially like a Dexter McCluster, you do not like that, because you've got time for him to get up to full speed. And again, just a great job. You see people getting on each other. He takes it up towards the right sideline. You got people running again out there getting the punter, who you normally don't have anybody on either way. Just a fabulous job. And again, you see it from the end zone here as well. Again, seven up front. It's just a safe. They want to make sure he's going to punt it. You have somebody forcing him. But then again, He gets the ball right there. So much room to move along, and boom, he goes up the right side for a touchdown. To me, it can't be underestimated how big a deal that is in terms of the morale of the team. They just do a fabulous job.
Just love to see guys stepping forward there, especially starters making plays. Early on in that return, the ignition gets turned on by Akeem Jordan's block in the middle. And then you saw Marcus Cooper come up and absolutely jack a guy mm-hmm. who was in position to stop the punt from going to the end zone. Those are starters, Kendall, that they put on the field that are making significant contributions in special teams.
Well, they are, and that's the fact that Dave Tobes talked about the fact that Andy gives him the leeway to put a starter on one special team if he so chooses. And the fact is, how can you argue with it when you make plays like that? I mean, there's 10 non-offensive touchdowns this year, you know, four of those from special teams itself, I guess five if you count the recovery in the end zone, I believe, against
Tennessee.
Tennessee, thank you. So that makes a difference. That's a game changer. And so now we're going to look at the kickoff return. And to me, this is big for one reason also, in terms of he knows that they may kick at different places. So he's got Demps and he's got Davis back there to return kicks, and just does a great job. And the other thing is he's got Cyrus Gray and he's got Anthony Sherman. So he's got four running backs back there to handle it. And as we move forward to this this end zone view, catching the ball right there, you like to have people inside the 30-yard line. The ball's caught on the 10, so it's not deep, and there's no defender of Washington inside the 30. So he has a lot of room to work as well. And again, as we let this run, you're going to see right here, these three right here, right there, the other three running backs I told you about, they're going to lead up right through here, and they're going to be able to help pave the way for him to take that all the way back for a touchdown. And again, a game breaker when you talk about the fact that Washington had just showed a little bit of life, and now you take that away from them and you match score for score going right there. And of course, poor tackling, and you can't say enough about Nile Davis and what he did in terms of leading the charge. Nice job as well.
Oh, and by the way, Oakland has given up a punt return for a touchdown and a kickoff return for a touchdown. And last week against the Jets, had a punt blocked of Marquette Kings for a touchdown. So although Oakland has picked up four non-offensive touchdowns, they've allowed five, and the math works against the Raiders. Let's talk about the Raiders and get just some feeling from the locker room as it's Raiders Week Part 2 and what this team is doing to get ready to sweep the Raiders for the first time in 7 years.
They've grown a lot since we played them last. You know, they had some new guys over there at the beginning of the year, so they've really come a long way in developing their system and really figuring it out there. So, you know, but that being said, Raider Hater Week, baby. So,
do you know much about the black hole and the way the fans like to greet opposing teams?
Not too worried about that, but, you know, we'll stick to playing the game and, not, you know, not how their fans are treating us.
My parents were big on Raiders Week, and you know, our friends in high school and stuff was like, it was all about the Broncos. So, you know, both of them are pretty, it's a big, huge game.
To me, it's one of my favorite stadiums, away stadiums. It's a lot of fun. The fans are wild. Their team is always geeked up when we go. So it's always a good time out there.
Well, there you go. So there's some feeling here. But I want to ask you about the confidence picked up by this football team in Washington. He's getting that plane ride coming home in all three phases. Are you sensing kind of a surge in confidence here from everybody on this team?
I really am. And the fact is, what I'm impressed about is the fact of the leader, Andy Reid, and how he handled the team, because the fact is you were on a three-game slide. And to me, I never saw the confidence waver, Mitch. I just thought it was fabulous. And it's not that they took it for granted in any way, shape, or form. It was of the utmost importance. But any time in the NFL, you can go on the road, you can quiet a crowd that's normally pretty loud, even if they are 3-9 at the time. You're doing some good things, and certainly to perform in all three phases when you're starting the fourth quarter of the season, paramount.
And again, the offense, we showed you the offensive line, but Alex Smith, it seemed like since the bye week, I mean, there were a few hiccups in there, but since the bye week, it's almost like he got recalibrated. How about his accuracy and toughness coming back?
Well, you know what? He's doing a nice job. He's thrown as many touchdowns in the last five games as he did in the first eight, I believe. So doing a fabulous job there, throwing the ball down the field more. I think probably getting more confidence in his receivers and, of course, using Dwayne Bowe more and more. So, you know what? He is a true leader. Everybody you talk to, they see him as such, and he's doing what he's supposed to do as a QB right now.
Well, this game against the Raiders is more important than you might think. When we come back on our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Live show, we'll tell you why after this.
This is a tunnel, but not everyone can enter. The men who gather here have a kingdom to honor, a home to defend. And come Sunday, there's no place they'd rather be. This is the Players Tunnel at Arrowhead. Just a few short steps from glory.
Would you like a behind-the-scenes look at Arrowhead Stadium? Then come on out to Arrowhead for one of our amazing stadium tours. You'll visit the Founders Club, the Scout Investments Club level, the Hall of Honor presented by Time Warner Cable, the team locker room, and walk along the field itself. We have a number of tour options to fit your style, and we can't wait to see you at Arrowhead Stadium. For dates and times, visit GoArrowhead.com for more information. Love the Chiefs? Join us. Stay connected and join the growing communities of the Chiefs Kingdom. There's so many ways. Twitter keeps you up to date on all things Chiefs.
Eric Johnson on a linebacker blitz.
Facebook lets you respond and react to fellow fans. And Instagram takes you inside with some of the best images of the kingdom. Stay connected to win some sweet prizes. Join in and be a part of your Chiefs 365.
This is a microphone like no other microphone. It's not meant for karaoke or morning announcements, no. This mic has more important things to do. This is the microphone of Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs. Come Sunday, it will reach to the far corners of the kingdom.
Welcome back as we close things out on this edition, the Raiders Week Part 2, 2.0 version, your updated version of our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Live show. Okay, Oakland, interesting, they're 4-9, but I'm impressed with what Dennis Allen has done with this team. Kendall, they've led at halftime, a 7 right. of their 13 games. What do you see in the Raiders, and what do the Chiefs need to handle?
Well, you know, the big thing that I see with the Raiders is the fact that they are explosive. Denarius Moore is really the only one who gave us problems last game, and of course, Pryor with his legs gave us problems, but of course, the last five games, McGloin has been starting, and we expect him to continue. So that right there is an issue. Certainly, you know, the biggest problem I see is the fact that it's in Oakland, and that's a very tough place to play, and the Chiefs historically aren't real successful out there, but again, it doesn't matter. It's what the Chiefs are doing right now, and when you look at Washington, how they're handling themselves, then, of course, the running game in terms of Rashad Jennings, if he comes back, hasn't played the last several games, I believe, because of a concussion. Marcell Reese has stepped in for him, and I'm going to tell you right now, Marcell Reese is a full-grown man. He can get it done. Had 100-plus yards last week. So those right there, I think, are paramount.
63-yard run for Marcell Reese, and I've appreciated him both as a runner as a receiver. He also has a 77-yard touchdown reception in his career. And we could talk about Jennings and McFadden. This guy, to me, is the biggest issue for Kansas City because he runs downhill like this. You got a problem.
Well, he does, and he does a great job. You saw him when he went through the line of scrimmage, both hands on the ball. Once he breaks that and gets into the second level, now all of a sudden he starts striding. And again, this is a guy who had no carries against the Chiefs the first time. He's got a chance to make a name for himself, Mitch. This is what he wants to do, and what better stage? So you've got to be ready for that.
And here he is as a receiver. He played wide receiver at Washington for the Huskies. So he is a load and a challenge. All right, let's talk about what's at stake. We have 30 seconds left in the show. It is right there. Kansas City wins the game. They're in the postseason. Game, set, match.
It's just that easy, and it may be decided beforehand depending upon what goes on.
See, a Miami loss against New England or a Baltimore loss. We were hoping on this last week.
Right.
They almost had crazy games. But the Chiefs would like to win this. They don't want to back into it. And so to also, we'll say this, just to sweep Oakland for the first time since 2006 and win a division game.
Huge.
I've said this all week long. The Chiefs are 12-28 in this division over the last 6.5 years. That has to change. He's Kendall Gammon. I'm Mitch Holt, his voice of the Chiefs. Thanks for joining us on this edition of Chiefs Live.